You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and welcome to You're Grounded. Myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn.
It's recording, is it?
It looks like it.
Yeah, no, we definitely remember how to work it, 100%.
Yeah, it looks like it. So, Ella, Aggie.
Yes.
Daughter. What's going on?
What's going on? You're not going to address the fact that I've had a sabbatical for the last...
Yeah. So I suppose we had a massive falling out.
Well,
you didn't live at home; you moved out.
Yeah, you tell your side of the story first. this is what we learned in the therapy. So you tell your side first. Okay. Go on.
So we had a massive argument about your drink and drugs.
Yes.
And you moved out.
I did. Yes.
And then you went through all your money.
Yeah.
On drugs.
Yeah.
And you came back, and I said, Ella, there's going to have to be conditions this time. It can't be like before. And we've just been kind of working through that ever since. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, I feel like what really happened was you're lying about the drink and drugs, which is very inappropriate and insensitive. But what really happened was that you cheated on me. And made your own podcast and left me in the dust. But sure,
Okay.
I've crawled back to where I now go.
Okay.
It's going to be better this time. It's going to be better.
I did start another podcast, but you, well, both of us, not just you, but you're quite a busy lady.
I would argue that you're busy.
Okay, perhaps. But we did actually attempt a few times to do it in the house. And we'd get disturbed by dogs or something. But now I have, well, we'll call it an office space.
You have a little office, yeah.
I have a little office.
Describe the room to the listeners so they know.
So basically it's a box room, but it's smaller than a conventional box room. Although I'll change the story if we ever have to sell the house. But
it's a spacious room for office or bedroom for five.
Or bedroom. No, so basically it was a box room, but...
It still is a box room.
Office room. But they had to take a little bit off the box room. So when we moved in, we had to refigure the bedrooms upstairs and then to make way for the attic conversion. So there's a little bit off the box room. Now, the boys were in it until relatively recently. And then they moved into their new room. You moved into your new room. Myself and Shay moved into our new room. And then have been turning this room into an office. So now we have a space. Because it was too awkward. I think it was fine when... maybe you weren't in college and I wasn't as busy. But then when you were in college and working and then I was getting busier, it was just too difficult to try and do it in the kitchen.
Yeah, the dogs.
The dogs. And you see, if we were doing it in the kitchen now this evening, so it's like, what, 8:15 this evening. If we were doing the kitchen now, there'd be people coming in.
Just getting some water. Just getting some rice cakes.
We'd be saying just to some each other, I'd be saying to you, or you'd be saying to me, remind me to stick on that dishwasher, whoever was taking responsibility for it. So it's a new chapter.
We went through a lot of struggle. It was a hardship. A hardship and despair.
But we didn't have lots of times when podcasts stop, it's because people have falling outs. Didn't happen in this case. We're still very much mother and daughter.
Or did it?
If we had an argument, what would it be about?
If we had an argument, what would it be about? Well, now you're going to start an argument, aren't you? But
yeah, yeah.
What an argument's going to be about?
No, I think I can't imagine. To be honest, the only way I could imagine us having like a falling out or an argument would be.
Oh, here we go.
Oh no, I'm just real paranoid about the Zoom. Would be if I was really, really stubborn about something. Because I can't imagine you being okay to let, like, bad vibes continue. What I'm saying is, if there was an argument, if there was a fallout between me and you, it would definitely 100% be my fault. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm giving you that token. I can't imagine you wanting an argument to continue. I'm sure you're the type of person that doesn't enjoy conflict at all.
No, I'm not very argumentative.
No, I'd be argumentative, but I actually don't enjoy conflict either.
No, like when I was a kid and I'd have fights with my friends and I'd end up calling into them 5 minutes later and be like, say, even though I didn't do anything.
To clear it. I don't like to leave things hang, even if it's not. There'd be some sort of resolution, but I'll have to just, like, I can't, and I don't know whether it's a bad, well, sometimes it's a good or a bad thing, but I can't let things hang. I always have to get 100% closure on everything, and that's just not a possibility.
100%, that's quite the number now.
It's gone down to 90% as I've gotten older, but I love a bit,
she's matured.
A bit of closure. But anyway, we're back, here we are. We have a new space, so hopefully it will be...
phenomenal, amazing.
Well, I was just going to say, hopefully it will be easier to do it, get a bit of a run, do it on a regular basis. So, is there any things for the listener? And if you're here, welcome back. Thanks for coming back, first of all. But is there... Don't I sound very... not husky. I feel like my voice sounds really low today.
Yeah, you do kind of seem like you've dropped an octave or two.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Is there any highlights over the past few months that you'd like to speak about, bring to the table?
Highlights?
Life, personal, career?
Well, big major highlight was we went to Emerald Park.
We talk about this podcast is Emerald Park.
So, no longer Tato Park.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
And I really think the big question on everyone's mind is... yeah. Well, there's a few big questions.
Yes.
Twisted Chips, are they still there? They are still there, lads. Yes. They're still there.
Yes.
Do you get anything at the end of it? Do you get anything at the end of the Emerald Park experience?
You don't.
Just thought we'd be honest and
transparent.
And transparent about that. There's nada. Not a thing.
It's not a thing, no. Unfortunately. So, look...
everything else is still the exact same.
Great time had by all, but no.
That's a major...
crisps.
Major downfall.
Yeah, so that's a highlight for you from the last few months. You won an award in college.
Yeah. Data Park, guys.
Was the name of your award?
I don't even know.
Oh, took it on her sleeves though. She doesn't want to talk about herself. Why don't you like talking about your achievements?
Got a little medal.
Nice medal, wasn't it?
That's a nice little medal, yeah.
It was academic achievement.
Everyone was dropping it though, which was very...
it was kind of like a big fat coin. I think it was because in the box that it was in...
there was no like...
it was just sitting.
It was just sitting in the box.
Yeah.
So a lot of big bangs, which was fun.
And do you know what that was? Could I say the college you go to? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first time out... out in UCD. I do believe I was out there for a gig at one point. Remember I was trying to track back
to the last thing.
And then I'm like, was it for a gig or was this a different college? But anyway, I'm pretty sure I was out there, I don't know, we'll go with 7-6 years ago for a gig, but I went to the building that was in. Yeah. I didn't actually look at the campus. So I'm pretty sure that was my first time out on the campus since I was in school myself. So, you know, like you'd have these open days and you'd truck off on the bus.
I never had those.
Oh, yeah, because COVID.
My first day in ECD was my first day in ECD.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure, like I had no intentions of going to ECD. Or not that I had no intentions, but I knew I wasn't going to go to ECD. But I think we went, I have a feeling like the open day was like, we were in fifth year. Like, so it was a right old jolly up. We were like, that's well in the future. But so when I went out to the campus for your awards thing, I was just like, oh my God. I was like, this place is so big. Like, it's so cool. But then I was like, I think if I had gone there for the first time on my first day as a 17-year-old, I would have gotten a bit freaked out.
Well, the building that you were in is new as well.
Yeah, it looked
like that.
Well, I won't say futuristic, but it looked
futuristic.
No, no, it's not like there was fucking students going around in hoverboards or anything.
There was pipes everywhere transporting people.
Yeah, like Back to the Future going on. Back in time. No, it just looked very modern.
Yeah, that wasn't there when I first.
It looked like what I would imagine. What I would imagine, like. Like an Olympic village to look like.
It's Res Life. Hashtag Res Life. Res Life. Hashtag Res Life. Hashtag Res Life forever.
You're such a nerd. But yeah, there was a nice little awards ceremony and we got little nibbles.
Little nibbles. Little harp player. very fancy, like, guys.
Yeah.
Very fancy. I had my school bag on me. And there was people in their suits and in their fancy ball gowns.
No, can we just say, yes, you had your school bag, but like basically Ella's school bag is, we could have, if we hadn't sorted the office out, the next option was to start doing the podcast in Ella's bag.
But fucking gigantic. My bag used to be a lot bigger. Like I've matured greatly. Like that is a small bag in comparison to what
you have. Such, but you know, you have such a history of bags. But it's not your fault. Have I ever told you about this? Me and the bags?
No.
Okay. So when I was younger and going to school, I used to see Shane around, but I didn't really know who he was and I didn't know where he lived. So I like fancied him when I was younger, teenager, and I used to like, I thought, throw him the eye. Okay.
You have told me this.
But he was like, oh, who's the girl with the giant fuck off bag? And he said, I was always like plodding along and I thought I was throwing eyes at him, but he described it as, who's your one just staring the shit in everybody. Giant bag.
Yeah, but
so I like to think you're in UCD scope and everywhere.
No, but Emma, you've passed that on to me as well.
I know.
Because
apologies.
I get, like, in secondary school especially, people would have seen me like walking to school and they would have been like, Ella, you look real. Because like I'd be quite like a smiley happy person, like, Ella, you look real mad when you're walking. Like, they'd come up to me like, are you all right? Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I've got places to be, you know. Like, I get told in like work, obviously when I go for a customer, I'm all happy and friendly.
Do you wear the bag and work?
I do wear the bag and work, yeah. Well, actually, if I'm going straight from college, I'll have the bag on me. And the kitchen's like, oh, you going to school, are you? I'm like, yeah, haha, hilarious. But anyway, I'll walk around work. And I've been told, like, Ellie, you look real, like, angry when you're walking around.
Bags just aren't for us, I think. It changes the chemistry in our brains.
Even without the bag, though, I've got the angry walk.
Well,
I don't do the staring as much as you now. I have the head down, so I look even more angry.
Okay.
I haven't quite got the scorpy look down.
I didn't know I did it until people started like opening up. They started to get to know me. They're like, so like, why are you always like showing me filthy looks? Like,
that was me trying to make friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was me trying to say hi.
That was me trying to flirt. But yeah, it's a big old campus now, in fairness. But you're still there.
I am still there. You get your steps in during the day. You do.
You do.
You do. You do.
Oh, no, sorry. I was gonna say you're still there, but you're officially finished. But you've still stuff to hand in. I mean, finished for this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My friend yesterday, we were... Which friend is this now? What's her name?
Oh, God, the fake names. Can we not just give them the real names at this stage?
Let's call her Carol. She'll be Carol today. We'll give her a new name. But I was out for brunch with some of my friends and she...
This is the life she leads.
And she was like... Fuck off. I was having a bit of brunch with my friends. And
no, you see, if I have brunch, my friends as well deserve. If you have brunch with your friends, these young people have money to burn.
Anyway, so having brunch with my friends.
What was her name again? It's
Carol.
Carol.
So I called her.
Yeah.
I think she used to have a different name, but it's fine.
I'm 100% sure she used to have a different name.
I can't remember. She changed it. Oh, it was Catherine. It's a Catherine.
So not Megan, though.
No, because this is obviously someone with a K name or a C name.
You've said her name numerous times. Go on, let's see how long it takes before you use the real name. Go on.
Let me finish my story.
Yeah, go on.
So she's talking about her dad and how her dad's always asking about the girls, you know, like how are they getting on?
The mates, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like us.
Oh, so you're the girls. Okay.
Yeah, we're the girls, obviously. And she was like, oh yeah, Ella's finished this year.
She's her dad
was like, really, 2 years? And she's like, yeah, no, I think so. I was like, wow, she's great, isn't she? 2 years, 2 years since she's done. And like, it took her like a good like 10 minutes to be like, oh wait, no, she's not. She's not somehow done her college degree in 2 years. So next year, not done this year, next year.
Yeah. So I was right and Carol was wrong.
Yeah.
But that'll fly you, Nella.
Mm.
It's a real old person thing to say, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Ash, it'll be over before you know it.
I will, though.
You'll be in your grave before you know it.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. But you're already finished this year. And I mean, you finished a few weeks ago.
No, I finished last week.
Yeah, and this is this week. So a few weeks ago.
Months ago. Years ago.
Get over it, Ella. Anyway, do you feel like doing psychology for 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
You have better understanding of stuff.
Well, what they don't tell you when you go into psychology is that by your second year, you're actually able to read minds.
Oh,
so that's been really been really interesting and Ella. Fun. Just be able to like see through people's facades completely. Like that's been real. That's been real cool.
Look, Ella.
Mm.
I don't mean to be harsh,
mm-hmm, yeah,
or whatever, but the whole point of you doing psychology, mm-hmm, is that you can come to me,
mm-hmm,
and tell me things about myself, mm-hmm, that I like,
mm-hmm,
and I can just sit there going, oh my God, am I really like that? Mm-hmm. And you can kind of give me all these compliments,
mm-hmm,
but like disguised as, you know, a psychological analysis of me, none of the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But just like focus it on the good, mm-hmm, stuff. That's what I was kind of hoping for.
Okay.
With this, like, I'm
so actually, you want to live in denial, so. so you wanna get off stage after performing in front of your fans, and then you wanna come home to someone.
I'm just giving Ella multiple fingers at the moment.
You wanna come home to someone being like, wow.
Why didn't Carol come to my gig?
Carol didn't come to your gig.
I must put you on the guest list for the next Trick-or-Treat, right?
You must. You haven't yet. But when Shane...
I thought you wouldn't want to.
Well, when Shane went to the last one, he was like, oh, you're being insulted left, right and center.
You were not.
So I'd be a little bit scared, you know. I'm going to rinse.
No. You're merely... You're referenced. But you're not insulted. If anyone's insulted, he's insulted.
How has the shows gone?
So it's been good.
Hashtag tour, hashtag promo.
Hashtag
ad.
Hashtag paid ad. I'm nearly at the end of this little part.
Mm.
So I have Limerick, Galway this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then...
Ooh, those are both quite far away from the same weekend.
Yes.
A lot of driving.
Yes. Hashtag Cooper. So I've Limerick and Galway.
Hashtag wish it was.
I've Limerick and Galway, and then I've Leash, and then I've Cork. Oh, what was that noise? Cork. I'm trying to push that heavily now, and then I have a gap where I'll do all the festivals and stuff, and then I have another Vicar Street in September, so I think they're gonna maybe add some dates,
okay,
not in Dublin, in September. And then I'm just trying to sort out a London date.
London,
yeah. And you're going to London, aren't you? What date are you going?
The 19th of May.
Oh, because what day of the week is that?
A Friday.
Friday, because I think one of the dates they gave me was the 23rd.
I'm back
like,
on the 21st.
Oh yeah, that's so, but I was like, it's too soon.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, you're also bang in the middle of my birthday, Joe's birthday. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, well, I have Joe's birthday booked. Like, what were you doing anything for yours? Because it's just 20.
Do you have my birthday booked?
What do you want?
I want to go to Letterclicks.
Book away, bitch.
With Plexi. Is that what the diner's called?
Yeah, I don't know if he's still knocking about.
Well, surely they haven't killed him. Like, he's
He may have died of natural causes. He's been knocking around.
An asteroid came in a letter blank.
So I might try and get one in June instead.
Birthday gig,
yeah. So that's all the crack. And you're going to London with who?
My friend.
Not Carol.
Anne.
Yeah. And how long are you going for? What were the dates again?
3 days.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And have you got any things that you're like, we definitely have to do this, definitely have to do that?
No, not really. We're just going to have a little, on the first day, I think we're going to like go on those like city buses and kind of see what we want to check out.
Okay.
We have some food places we want to go to.
Oh, you're food people.
We have some food places.
Yeah.
London's good for food.
And does she...
Has nice markets as well.
Does she know anyone over there?
She has family over there.
Okay. Mm. Is she going to meet up with them?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
Vibes.
Is this your first time away without a parent?
Apart from like school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I could die.
Well, you could have died on trips with me as well. But
probably so more this likely.
Is your first. Yeah, because I suppose I was actually chatting to somebody today whose daughter is 21, who she was saying in college, but she's left because she didn't want to do it, and she's like, I don't know what I'm to do. But we were just saying about that generation, like, having had the 3 years of lockdown, it's so odd that you're only kind of getting to do stuff now in the last year. So you probably would have gone away with your mate, or you would have done like your 6 year holiday.
Yeah, people still did, obviously, but like,
yeah,
we just weren't vibing with that.
Yeah, I understand. That'd be cool. I can't wait to see little photos being thrown onto the WhatsApp group now of Ella in London.
Me take photos?
You will, though. You will when you're away.
Anne's a photo taker, though. So.
Okay.
So that'll be...
And have you had any other trips that you have that you're thinking about?
Me and my friends from college are going to go away in September. Because she's going to one of my friends. I've got another friend called Anne.
Vicar Street's... September 2030 is going to be
the start of September. Okay, she's going to America for Erasmus.
Okay.
So we're going to do something before she goes.
What's the dealio with Erasmus? How does that work? Do you pay a chunk of change? What's the story?
Well, if it's a European country, it's not free, but like the tuition is...
It's subsidized?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because well, it's the European Union.
Yeah, technically America isn't Erasmus. I have to pay extra for that.
Okay.
But yeah, she's going off to America. The land will be free. Woo.
And where are you thinking of going?
We haven't really, like, we were thinking maybe Amsterdam or...
Oh, Reefa!
Prague. I knew you'd like that one. Or Prague, or I'm not really sure. Just somewhere.
So your mate was telling me all about her trip to Amsterdam.
My mate? Oh, my mate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So she was up to all sorts.
Yeah, we're going to hit up the red light district.
She was telling me about Amsterdam, like, I never had a ride or something. I think she thought I'd be shocked or something. I was like, bitch, please.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
I'm cray cray.
It was like a cray cray off. Yeah. I was like, no. I was like, you're not winning this competition.
I clubbed in Berlin.
Yeah.
I got into it. What's the club in Berlin called? Is it Kit Kat? I can't remember what it's called. Is that what it's called? I don't know. I'm cool though. I know what it's called. I'm just acting like I don't for my mum.
Kit Kat.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. You tell me.
But you know.
I know.
I know and you know.
Well, we both know,
but we're not going to.
I mean, what I don't.
We don't want to get demonetized, you know.
What I don't know about the rave scene. In Europe
isn't nothing
like, yeah,
you know,
anyone who knows me knows that I'm a big raver and I know everything.
You're finna gonna be in the pit, like, we know. Like, you're there.
You're in the pit. Like, there was this rumor going around recently that when I do
festivals as a comedian, that I just go and do the gig and then drive and straight,
go straight home. And you, like, don't actually know what's going on, and you try desperately to give your tickets to someone because you don't give a shit. But, like, that's completely inaccurate. Completely inaccurate. Even when the festival is up the road.
No, I stayed at the Marley Park one a bit longer. But you know, come on. Come on, guys. Anyway, but look. Yeah, if you in the pit, I'll be there. I'll be there every day, all day, every day, in the pit. Emma in the pit door.
She's paying rent. She is there.
The pit's... The pit's living in my head rent-free. Memories of the pit living in my head rent-free. Yes, yes, yes.
Anyway.
Me and you in the pit. We went to Lizzo.
We did go to Lizzo. We weren't...
In the pit.
We weren't in the pit.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good. I loved all the little girls having just... They just looked like they were having so much fun.
Oh, and
yeah. I'd say it was a good few of their first concerts.
Well, there was definitely a few that were members of a dance troupe or something, because they were giving it socks, a few of them. What was the song that you particularly liked them dancing to?
I can't remember.
I can't remember. All of them. I really enjoyed that. I didn't like the stuffy restaurant place, though.
No, that was really strange.
That wasn't vibes. But we at Camille.
Hashtag not spun.
Basically sitting out on the road.
Yeah.
That was a great shout by me, though, in fairness. Because Ella was getting a bit, I don't really like to use this word, but it fits the conversation. She was hangry, in a fucking bad way.
And I don't think I was hangry in a bad way. It was just
No, you were hangry, though.
Yeah, it was like...
You were snappy. No. You had the attitude.
Because we're oh, we'll get food beforehand. And then there was queues everywhere. And no, but
knew there was going to be a queue for Eddie Rockets. I knew that. With the face of you, you were utterly fucking shocked. You were totally disenchanted with the world when you saw that queue.
But I...
And what did your mammy say to you? She said, let's try Camille. Mm. And what happened in Camille? We got the food. And I stayed with the programme and you were like, we can't go up there. We need a queue. I'm like, I'm in the fucking queue. I'm getting you food.
Yeah, but Emma is quite stressful in situations.
No, I'm not. Sorry, I'm not stressful. I get it done.
No, she's quite stressful in places.
I get it done.
Where there's unwritten rules. She doesn't care. She just...
Yes, and it works.
It works.
When has it ever gotten us into trouble?
It works, but it's a good...
Makes you feel uncomfortable, but you're not uncomfortable when you get the food. So it works. But you would just stand outside, Camille, going, sorry. No, you're grand. You go ahead of me. Absolutely fine. So what would be the point of that?
I don't even need food.
Yeah, oh, me? I'm not hungry. Oh, don't you want my tickets for the concert? Oh, honestly, no, seriously, I don't mind. Wall inspector? Okay, yeah. No, that's grand. Thank you. Thank you so much. So sometimes you need a little scorpy mother to just step up and be a bit balchy. Wasn't even balchy, just got into a fucking kid.
That's how you survived the pit. That's... Like getting the elbows out.
Pit life.
Pit life
101.
Pit life 101, yeah.
No, but you remember when you were younger, I used to try and train you. I'm trying to think of some cool movie references, like Karate Kid, but I can't think of what any of the people were called. But I was trying to see if I could train you. So when I brought you out to eat when you were younger, I'd say, you go up to the waiter or whatever and say this or ask them things or whatever.
Yeah.
I tried to train you in the ways of being...
demanding.
No. Verbal.
Overbearing.
No. Verbal. I tried to train you about telling people what you actually want. So I go, no, I'm fine. No, me? I'm fine. No, it's just a little bit of blood. I'm fine. No, I'm absolutely fine.
It's got you on the head. It's fine.
My God, you can cuss. No, I'm seeing four of everything. I'm absolutely fine. So I was trying to train you to actually say what you wanted or feel out in public spaces.
And it worked swimmingly.
It worked a little bit, but... You don't have the pizzazz to just jump in a queue and then just go play the, oh, sorry.
Didn't see it. Didn't actually see all the people behind me.
And you have glasses. You could get away with some of that shit. Yeah. And you have your big bag. That's what you should be doing with that big bag. Fucking people out of the way when you're in a hurry.
Just bulldozing people.
You probably do unwittingly.
I was very excited about Lizzo though, because I got to see the First Aid's Hotel.
Oh my god,
yeah. And that was pretty exciting. I am a bigger fan of the British one now.
Has it flipped?
No, I was always a bigger fan of the British
one. Okay, yeah, I was wondering because you just said now.
Well, no.
Oh, you meant now.
Yeah, just saying
I'll
now.
Tell you now, yeah. Yeah, well, look, I suppose it's just a case that they have a bigger pool of people.
They do, yeah.
Do you know? But I mean, they do the Irish one pretty well.
They do the Irish one pretty well, and I was pretty excited to see the hotel.
And Gogglebox Ireland's pretty good.
Gogglebox Ireland is better than the British one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're funnier.
They are funnier.
The people are funnier.
Yeah.
Like, English one's still good, but the Irish people are funnier.
Mm. They can't help it.
No, but I think sometimes the people on the British Gogglebox, they, a lot of them, unlike Fair Play, whatever, but they seem, I think they have like a game plan where they're like, if I play this
the
right. Their game plan in Pit Life. They are saying to themselves, if I play this right, I could be the next Scarlett Moffat.
Mm.
So I think the Irish ones,
they're just chill.
They don't care. They don't care what they say. Yeah, I think.
Mm.
And yeah, they're heavily edited for legal reasons, but I think that's about it really. So yeah, big up Irish Gogglebox, and not as much of a big up for
still big Irish up. First still States. Big up, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to bring to the table? Anything else that we did? I'm just seeing if it's still recording. It is still recording.
Well, so I'm not. Something very exciting happened.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it, but you've been in contact with a celebrity. A celebrity contacted you on Mother's Day.
Yes. And this is big for Ella. So I don't know where you were going with this. I love the bits that you bring as like the highlights that have happened in the last while. I think this is yours to speak about. This isn't for me. This is for you.
Okay. So, it all started. It was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We were in my granny's house. And we started.
Oh, yeah, go on. Yeah. Let's see how it started.
So we started talking about Jedward.
Yeah. We were educating my nieces.
Yeah, my cousins. My cousins on Jedward. Because they didn't, they like one of them knew who they
one
were.
One of them, yes.
Because they had an older sister. They were educated. But the other one, she didn't.
She didn't.
She didn't have a breeze.
And that's on us.
And that's on us.
Yeah.
And we felt guilty about that.
Yeah. So we did a few bars of lipstick.
Lipstick. We showed them the video. I think I showed them a few of their
recent. Yeah, we showed them the video as well. Yeah,
I think I showed them a few of the recent TikToks. Because they're on TikTok.
Yes.
As well at the moment, which is great. Phenomenal. And then all of a sudden, is this when Jedward texts, gives you the voice message?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, yeah, Emma looks at her phone and she's received a personalised voice message from John and Edward.
In that exact moment.
In that exact moment, wishing her a happy Mother's Day and wishing my grandmother a happy Mother's Day.
Which is a really nice touch.
Which is a very nice touch. And I'm just really excited that Emma's best friends with Jedward now. I think it's really.
Let me see if I can find the message.
Are you allowed to play the message?
Yeah, I think so. I might just play the start of it.
Just for proof. I think you put it up on your Instagram story when it happened.
But I didn't play it. I can't find it. It's really hard to search messages.
But guys, it's there.
In Instagram.
It's there.
No, but you remember you dressed up, obviously, as
I dressed Jedward. Up as Jedward. I can't.
Oh, here we go. I've got it. Now, not you dressed up as Jedward when?
When I was probably like 9 or 10, was I?
Yeah.
And go and play here.
Hey, Emma. Just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. You're obviously an incredible mom. And your mom is obviously incredible. So we want to wish her a happy Mother's Day, surrounding her with Jepic energy. Hi, Emma's mom. You must be super proud of your daughter, making everyone smile. And she rocked Late Late Show. Like, you must be super proud. So rock it, mums all around the world.
Jedward just reminded us of the Late Late Show as well. How about that?
So I played that in my mum's kitchen.
Yeah, just as...
I remember my mum was like, yeah, that's lovely of them. That she got a mention as well.
She's chilled.
That's great.
But yeah, I dressed up as them for Halloween with my friend.
Yeah.
And
had the wigs. Where's your wig gone?
I don't know where my wig is
you
gone.
You fucked everything good in the bin, Ella.
My wig is gone. But I got
too
awful...
too busy with that shagging bag on your back.
I know. I got awful stick though from my friend. She was like, yep. Like, what I didn't understand about that was, why are you only one of them? Like, you weren't Jed when you were just... I was like, I had someone else. We went trick-or-treating later.
Is this giving out?
Like, I can't... It was Morgan. It was Morgan. Joe, she can get
named. Okay, yeah.
She can get named.
Morgan, get a grip. They killed it. Okay?
We were Jepic.
Pit life. They fucking killed it. Wind your neck back in.
I had the fingerless gloves.
Yeah, we've seen some of your Halloween costumes. Very good, very good, very good. Yeah, very good. But never seen a Jedward.
And yeah, she...
They had fingerless gloves.
Yeah, she was like, where's the other one?
I'm like... We had the Converse. We had the Blazers.
Yeah, the Blazer. It was amazing.
I think he's had a dance routine as well.
Yeah, the picture of me can be the podcast picture for today.
I'll have to go find it, but yeah.
It was pretty good.
Get a grip, Morgan.
It was pretty good. And then the next year I recycled that costume and we dressed up as Thing 1 and Thing 2. But anyway.
Oh, yes.
Same weeks. But it was a very lovely Mother's Day, reminding me of my...
It was Jepic.
It was Jepic. It was Jepic.
Yeah, that's good. And good highlights.
Emma was on the Late Late Show.
I was on the Late Late, yeah.
And she caused Mr. Tuberty to...
Quit his job. Two weeks later.
Sorry,
Ryan.
So
on like
that somber note.
Yeah, I mean, lots of things have happened, but nothing has happened at the same time. Mm. But we're back. We have a space.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. I didn't do a video this time because I thought, let's not do a video first time back.
Mm. Is there anywhere to put a camera?
Yeah, well, I moved the desk out and I can put it there. Yeah.
We're pointing to a vague place in the room.
You
just
know me. I'll always find a place to put a camera.
That's her catchphrase.
Yeah, it's a really snappy catchphrase.
Emma always finds a place to put a camera door in.
My catchphrase now is pit life.
Pit life.
Thanks for listening. If you did, if you didn't, you're not going to hear this anyway. Ella, how did you sign off? Do you remember?
Like, comment and subscribe, and come up with the rest.
Jesus.
Oh, right, it's right with you subscribe.
Yeah.
Right, bye.
Okay, chat cheese again. Thanks.
We'll be better next time, I promise.
I like that.